Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Doahli Saikautel. At the latest White House briefing on the coronavirus, President Donald Trump says his administration is extending their social distancing guidelines for another 30 days. NPR's Ayesha Roscoe reports that the administration expects the death rate for the COVID-19 to peak in 2 weeks.
President Trump says the administration will be offering more details on their recommendations on Tuesday.
Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all.
Trump's comment represented a sharp reversal for the White House. Just last week, Trump was talking about opening up parts of the country by Easter Sunday. He also said he expected things to turn around in weeks, not months. Now he says the administration thinks it will be June 1st before the U.S. is on its way to a full recovery. And Trump said it may take a bit longer. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News.
In Maryland, a man in his 90s has died from COVID-19 at a nursing home where dozens of residents there have tested positive for the coronavirus. Ed Singer is a health officer with Carroll County in Maryland. He said the first cases of the virus were reported on March 27th at the Pleasant View Nursing Home.
And 64 additional cases were reported on March the 28th. There are a total of 66 residents that have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. And I don't think it's extremely unusual to see something like this when it's unknown to spread through a nursing home this way.
At least 11 of the patients are hospitalized as of Friday. In Sweden, Sweden is under scrutiny, including from its Nordic neighbors, for adopting what's seen as a relaxed set of coronavirus restrictions. Terry Schultz reports the Swedish government says it trusts its citizens to make good decisions.
Starting today, the Swedish government reduced the size limit on public gatherings from 500 people to 50. In some other European countries, that limit is just 2 people if they're not living under the same roof. Swedish primary schools, restaurants, gyms, and ski resorts remain open. Denmark, Norway, and Finland have all implemented much more restrictive measures, including urging, if not outright banning, citizens from fleeing to their rural vacation homes where small community health care systems could be overwhelmed. Finland has cut off the Helsinki capital area to non-essential traffic from the rest of the country, with police and the military monitoring checkpoints. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven says it's up to individuals to take responsibility. Infection figures don't yet indicate whether this approach will be more effective. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
In California, hospitals and health officials are preparing for a possible upcoming week that could bring a dramatic increase in the number of coronavirus cases in the state, where testing has been stepped up significantly. You are listening to NPR News from Culver City. Alicia Keys, Billie Eilish, Tim McGraw, and other singers performed tonight from isolated locations as part of a living room benefit concert hosted by Elton John. The live event was broadcast on Fox and iHeartMedia stations commercial-free and is available to view online now. The money raised will go to help first responders and victims of COVID-19. One of the world's leading composers of contemporary classical music has died at his home in Poland, and NPR's Neda Ulubi has more.
You've heard the music of composer Krzysztof Penderecki on the soundtracks of movies like The Exorcist and The Shining. Penderecki took inspiration from the solemnity of Catholic chants and chorals, the darkness of 20th century Polish history, and his own fine-tuned avant-garde sensibilities. Successful from the beginning of his career, Penderecki often collaborated with top musicians, such as violinist Anna-Sophie Mutter. Penderecki also influenced rock groups ranging from The Band to Radiohead. He was 86 years old when he died in Krakow. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
At this hour, the latest data from Johns Hopkins University in medicine show that the coronavirus has spread to at least 177 countries. Italy's death toll has increased to nearly 10,800 deaths. Spain follows with more than 6,800 deaths, and Iran and France are close behind with more than 2,600 deaths each. Here in the U.S., the number of Americans who have died from the illness is nearing 2,500. I'm Doahli Saikautel, NPR News.